So the Chesapeake Energy story has gone from a case of risky, out-of-control energy trading backed by the company's huge natural gas assets to now a personality story, as it becomes clear that Chesapeake CEO Aubrey McClendon ran the place as his own personal kingdom, if not his own personal unlimited ATM machine. A Reuters report published on Thursday exposed family vacations to Amsterdam and Paris on the company dime, Mrs. McClendon's trip with nine friends to Bermuda, improper mixing of Chesapeake funds with McClendon's stake in the Oklahoma City Thunder this week in the NBA Finals. The Thunder may be doing better than McClendon this week. A unit of Chesapeake called AKM Operations managed McClendon's personal business. That's AKM, as in Aubrey K. McClendon. On Friday, a day after this report was published by Reuters, a long-planned meeting of Chesapeake shareholders took place in Oklahoma City. Two members of the board of directors were voted out. Some shareholders are even suing McClendon for the way he's been handling the company. Here's the lawyer, Mark Gross.
This is not a matter of how he manages his company. It's how he manages his personal assets and creates a conflict with those of his investors.
Reporter John Schiffman co-wrote the Reuters story, which is entitled The Lavish and Leveraged Life of Aubrey McClendon. He joins us now from Washington, D.C. And David Dreeman is chairman of Dreeman Value Management and holds about 1 million Chesapeake shares. David and John, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, David, how worried are you about your holdings?
I think at this point it's too early to really be very worried. The company has a major assets, but it also has $12 billion in debt. And as you just mentioned, the all of these other things that McClendon has done certainly aren't appropriate when a company has got this kind of debt, or it actually, as far as corporate governance, they're not appropriate at any time.
All right. That's David Dreeman, who's chairman of Dreeman Value Management, is a big shareholder of Chesapeake shares. So, John Schiffman, in the post-Enron, post-Tyco days, how outrageous is this McClendon behavior?
Well, a lot of people found it outrageous and unusual. A lot of the things like the plane trips and whatnot have abated for the last 5 or 6 years. The plane trips, in particular, were unusual because while they're all permitted under his contract, they include family trips. Sometimes family members flew without him. He, two or three times, people took plane rides that he authorized and he wasn't even on the plane. It's not the kind of thing that is necessarily expected these days. I think he had about $1 million worth of personal flights just in 2 years.
And how much indebtedness of the company is he responsible for and would represent reckless bets or even indulgent personal bets with company money?
Well, that's difficult to say. Really, what we've been focusing on is many of the things that he's done are apparently acceptable under his contract. The problem is that the board of directors was handpicked by McClendon, and so there are all sorts of intermingling of conflicts of interest. For example, a Chesapeake board member lent McClendon money.
And that's inappropriate? That's like never done?
Well, it raises conflicts of interest questions. People have raised questions about it. There are currently IRS and SEC inquiries, informal inquiries into some of the different matters that we've reported. He's used his stakes in company Wells to arrange for $1.55 billion in financing from a financier of Chesapeake. There are so many interlocking things here that everybody is just taking a look at it.
I gotcha. And John Schiffman has taken a look at it. He co-wrote the Reuters story entitled The Lavish and Leveraged Life of Aubrey McClendon. What kind of a guy is he? I mean, does he consider himself to be responsible for the success and the sort of innovative putting together of the natural gas market that Chesapeake represents? Does he accept any kind of criticism from anyone?
He has a lot of self-confidence. He's also very charming. I met him for about 60 seconds when he decided that he didn't want to talk to me. I met him outside one of the restaurants that he owns in Oklahoma City. He's very, very confident. He's been very successful. People call him a visionary. He has been an advocate of the natural gas market, which, could go both ways. It could reduce our dependence on foreign oil, but there are a lot of opponents of fracking out there that have environmental questions about it. In his annual report to shareholders, he used the word to describe himself, bold, 27 times. So he doesn't lack self-confidence. He's brilliant by all accounts.
John Schiffman, a Reuters reporter on Aubrey McClendon of Chesapeake. So, David Dreeman, how do you evaluate a visionary versus actually somebody whose behavior is really weighing on the company's fortunes and the value of your million shares of Chesapeake?
He may be a visionary, and he was very early on fracking, as John Schiffman just mentioned. But the he's also, in my opinion at least, endangering the company, running up the kind of debt he's run up over time, and particularly with this sharp drop in gas prices. So I think this behavior is dangerous for the company, and it's almost endemic to what we've seen in going back to the bank crisis of 2007-2008, where in that case, were financial institutions, but the there was just no concern for the shareholders or for the deposit holders, and we're seeing pretty much the same kind of attitude here with McClendon. He really, as John mentioned, he runs the board. The board is extremely well paid. I think if you take all the perks, the average salary of the board of directors is about $500,000 a year, which is much higher than any company of this size.
And and in the energy sector, and there's, you know, very lavish contracts in the energy sector, but Chesapeake even exceeds that. David Dreeman is chairman of Dreeman Value Management. He holds about a million shares of Chesapeake. We also spoke with John Schiffman, who co-wrote the Reuters story titled "The Lavish and Leveraged Life of Aubrey McClendon." Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.